हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदन विहारी, राधा वृंदन विहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन, राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया च चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमः महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरतिशे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम सेशन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 20 वर्स नंबर 42 से 46। तो ये प्रोज में है तो हम लोग पढ़ेंगे सिर्फ। यो अंत विस्तरायते नहि आलोक परिमाणम च व्यक्षतम यद बहिः लोकालोका चलात ततः परस्तात् योगेश्वर गतिं विशुद्धं उदाहरन्ति। तो व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग यह दैट व्हिच अंत विस्तरः द डिस्टेंस इनसाइड लोकालोका माउंटेन एतेन बाय दिस ही इंडीड आलोक परिमाणम द विड्थ ऑफ द ट्रैक्ट ऑफ लैंड नोन एज आलोक वर्ष च एंड वक्षायतम डिस्क्राइब्ड यत विच बही आउटसाइड लोकालोक अचलात बियंड लोकालोक माउंटेन ततः दैट परस्ताद बियंड योगेश्वर गतिम द पाथ ऑफ योगेश्वर कृष्णा इन पिनेट्रेटिंग द कवरिंग ऑफ द यूनिवर्स विशुधान without material contamination. Udaharanti Dese. Translation. My dear king, outside Lokalok mountain is the tract of land known as Alokavarsha, which extends for the same breadth as the area within the mountain, in other words. ₹125 million. Who aspire for liberation from this yojanas, 1 billion miles. Beyond Alokavarsha is the destination of those who aspire for liberation from the material world. It is beyond the jurisdiction of the material modes of nature. Therefore, it is completely pure. Lord Krishna took Arjuna through this place to bring back the sons of the Brahmanas. Verse number 43. The sun is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhurloko and Bhuvaloko, which is called Antariksha, outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojan, 2 billion miles. Verse number 44. The sun god is also known as Viraja, the total material body for all living entities. Because he entered this dull egg of the universe at the time of creation, he is also called Martanda. He is also known as Hiranyagarbha, because he received his material body from Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma, Purport. The post of Lord Brahma is meant for very highly elevated, spiritually advanced living beings. When such living beings are unavailable, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands himself as Lord Brahma. This takes place very rarely. Consequently, there are two kinds of Brahma. Sometimes Brahma is an ordinary living entity. Other time, Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahma spoken of here is an ordinary living being. Whether Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or ordinary living being, he is known as Viraj Brahma, Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Therefore, the sun god is also accepted as Vairaj Brahma. Verse number 45. O king, the sun god and the sun planet divide all the directions of the universe. It is only because of the presence of the sun that we can understand what the sky, the higher planets, this world and the lower planets are. It is also only because of the sun that we can understand which places are for material enjoyment, which are for liberation, which are hellish and subterranean. Version 46. All living entities, including demigods, human beings, animals, birds, insects, reptiles, creepers and trees, depend upon the heat and light given by the sun god from the sun planet. Furthermore, it is because of the sun's presence that all living entities can see. Therefore, he is called Drig Ishwara, the personality godhead presiding over sight, purport. In this regard, Sri Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur says, Surya Atma, Atmata Upasya, the actual life and the soul of all living entities within this universe is the sun. He is therefore Upas, worshipable. We worship the sun god by chanting the Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tasya Vidur Varenya Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Surya is the life and soul of this universe, and there are innumerable universes for which a sun god is the life and soul, just as the Supreme Personality Godhead is the life and soul of the entire creation. We have information that Viraja, Hiranyagarbha, entered the great dull material globe called the sun. This indicates that the theory held by so-called scientists that no one lives there is wrong. Bhagavad Gita also says that Krishna first introduced Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, Imam Vivashyati Yogam, Pruktavan Aham Abhayam. Therefore, the sun is no vacant, it is inhabited by living entities, and the predominating deity is Viraja or Vivashvan. The difference between the sun and the earth is that the sun is fiery planet, but everyone there has a suitable body and can live there without difficulty. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta purpose of the fifth canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Studying the Structure of the Universe. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, as we have seen, that Sukadeva Goswami very nicely explains different planets in this Bhumandal, and the whole chapter is the description of the different planets existing in this Bhumandal, and very detailed description is there, and various special features are there which are not exist in this world, and all these details are explained to understand the greatness of God. If you fail to understand by seeing the material world the greatness of God, then exactly we don't have any intelligence. Prabhupada says that small scientists like small fishes, fat, 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 fat. But big scientists like Einstein, they accept God, they glorify God. And Prabhupada says, the knowledge, if it is used to discover God, then that is the perfection of knowledge. Otherwise, all the knowledge is going towards imperfection. Therefore, real use of human intelligence is to discover God, is to study God, not to study cockroach and frog and toad. So nowadays, they study cockroach, frog and toad, and human body also. They are scientists. But who has created this human body? He must be a greater scientist. So this is intelligence. If this intelligence is not come to this point, if someone say, I am studying this universe, therefore I am a scientist, but there is no scientist who has created this universe, then that is not exactly perfection of intelligence. That is imperfection of intelligence. And by understanding the greatness of the God, we should be very grateful to God. Therefore, the greatness of a living entity is to understand the greatness of God and be grateful to God. That is the perfection of life. Otherwise, everything we do, it comes under illusion, imperfection. So from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Lord describes this world. Urdhamula madha sakham aswastam prahurabhyam chandamsi yasya parnani yastam veda savedavit. The Lord says in this verse, the Supreme Personality Godhead said, it is said that there is an imperishable banyan tree that has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Veda. The Lord Krishna compares this material world, not this earthly planet, but the whole Bhumandal or material creation, to a banyan tree. And the specific feature of this banyan tree is that urdha moolam, this banyan tree's root exists upward. That means it begins from Brahmaloka. Adha sakham, and there are different sakhas, branches, that is different planetary system. And chandamsi yasya parnani, and the leaves of this banyan tree is different Vedic hymns, mantras, tantras, and yajnas mentioned in the Vedic scripture. Yastam Veda, sa Veda Vid. Those who knows this, they are the knower of Veda. The Prabhupada says, what is, who knows Veda? How can you understand? So he writes in the purport, Vedaisya sarvair ahameva vedya. If one knows this point, that Vedaisya sarvair ahameva vedya. In Veda, the purpose of Veda is to know Krishna. If he knows it, then he knows the Veda. If he knows everything, but everything about this creation, and everything in the Veda, every mantra, tantra, yajna, upasana, padhati, many things he knows, but ki vedesya sarvair ahameva vedya. If he fails to know Krishna, then exactly he doesn't know about Veda. This is the conclusion. Therefore, in modern society, those who are speaking about Veda, but if they say Krishna doesn't exist, that means they don't know about Veda. So why should we accept this statement? Prabhupada says one of the purport in Gita, in 10th chapter, first verse. He says, we should accept knowledge from a perfect person. If we accept knowledge from a perfect person, then we can become perfect. And who is perfect? Krishna is perfect person in this whole creation. Therefore, we should accept the knowledge of knowledge from Krishna. Then we can become perfect. And Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I have created this world. Vedesya sarvair aham eva vedya. Veda is there to know me. Therefore, we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. That is perfection. Just as in hospital, there are different nurses are there. They don't have all knowledge of medical science. But their action is perfect because they are accepting the direction of a perfect person. He is known as doctor. Therefore, nurse is not doctor. But she or he acts as a perfect doctor when she or he follows a perfect doctor. Therefore, when you follow Krishna, Krishna's instruction, that is exactly the way to attain perfect knowledge. So nowadays there are different gurus and different scholarly personalities who spread spirituality and without mentioning about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, their knowledge is imperfect. So here you see, the leaves are mentioned as Vedic hymns. That means, just by following the mantra and following Vedic scripture, one can fulfill desires of material world, desires to enjoy material world, and for liberation also. And the leaves are endless. Similarly, the process to get enjoyment in this world also endless, or the desires also endless. Just by photosynthesis, the leaves are preparing food for energy for the tree. Similarly, by following Vedic scripture, one can get his desirable objects. That exactly refers to the lips. And Prabhupada especially says that what are the fruits of this tree? He says the fruits represent the result of the living entities, activities, namely religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. That he mentions in this point. And Prabhupada especially mentions that this banyan tree represents the attachment to this material world. So this banyan tree describes this material world, the creation, at the same time describes the attachment of living entities for this world. And this banyan tree's root is upward. So it means it is a reflection. So this world we live, it is a world of reflection. It is a reflected world. It is not a original world. But the problem is that we are inside the reflection. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand that we are in reflection. The banyan tree, if you see in the river bank, if there is any banyan tree or any tree, then you can see the reflection of that tree inside the water. And the roots will be upwards. You can see that point. When you come outside of that pond or river, then you can see the original tree. Within, inside, you can't find the origin of that tree. If it is not possible for us to come outside and to see, then it is very difficult to understand the original existence of this tree. Similarly, you are in this reflected world. This is the reflection of the spiritual world. But you are inside the spiritual world, inside the material world, reflected world. Therefore, it is very difficult for us to understand the spiritual world. But there is a way to understand that it is a reflected world. Or you can say duplicate world. It is not the original world. It is a imitation world. Just as there is gold, original gold jewelry, and there is imitation jewelry. Both appear same, but there is a difference. But those who doesn't know about the gold, original gold jewelry, they will think that these imitation jewelries are the original, because they don't have that knowledge of original existence of the gold. Similarly, those who are deficiency of spiritual intelligence, Vedic intelligence, they are exactly fails to understand the spiritual existence beyond this material existence. But in reality, there is a original world is there. But we can understand in the reflection also that this old world is duplicate. This world is reflection. How can you understand this point? We will discuss. Yes, Madan Gopal, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu. Everything is temporary. Why understand that everything is temporary? The one point you can say that everyone is searching for happiness in this world. And they are searching happiness in different way, different means. In modern age, there are different technology for different happiness. But still, there is dissatisfaction. So we are trying for happiness in this material world, but we are not getting any happiness. We remain dissatisfied throughout our life. This proves that you are searching happiness in a wrong place. Happiness is appeared in this world. Happiness is seen in this world. Just as a reflected tree is seen in this world, reflected mango seen in the river. But when someone is finding that mango inside the river, he is unable to find. Mangoes are seen, but mango is not found inside the river. Similarly, happiness is seen in this world, but happiness is not found in this world. Even this happiness, The happiness which is seen in this world, they are the source of distress in this world. So, therefore, Lord says in Gita, ki, this Indriya Sukha, sense happiness derived from the sense object, is the source of Dukkha. Dukkha Yonaya Evati. So, that is the source of distress. Therefore, after advancement of material science, many technology, the problems are increasing. Not the happiness is increasing. The stress is increasing. The lust is increasing. The crime is increasing. So everything is negative. Everything is negative, which is negative, or which creates problems in our lives, such things are increasing with such development, material creation. This proves that this world appears real, but there is no happiness, therefore it is a reflected world, duplicate world. We have a anticipation, strong desire, hankering for happiness, but it is not obtained in this world, proves that this is duplicate world. Same example you can say, if you are taking some medicine, but proper medicine according to doctor for this disease, but this medicine is not working, that means the disease is original, but medicine is duplicate. Therefore, it is not working. Similarly, the desire for happiness in this world is original, is real, but the world is duplicate. Therefore, the disease is not cured. Therefore, we can understand that this world is a reflected world, duplicate world, by understanding that we are not getting any satisfaction in any sense gratification in this world. And what is the purpose of this world? That is mentioned by Lord Krishna in verse number 2, 15.2. अधचौर्धं प्रश्रुत तस्य शाखा गुणप्रभृदः विषय प्रबाला अधचौर्धं अनुसंततानि कर्मानुबंधीनि मनुष्यलोके. The branches of this tree extended downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of senses. And this tree also has roots going downward. And these are bound to the fruitive actions of human society. So here you see, there are downward branches. The Prabhupada writes in the purport. Downward branches means there are different lower species of life. Animals, horses, cows, dogs, even humans. Upward branches, that is higher living entities like demigods, Gandharvas, and many other species. And how does this tree nourish? He says, Lord says, Guna Prabhruda. This world is nourished, maintained by three modes of nature. Just as a tree is maintained by a special environment. According to the special environment, there is special trees and special animals also there. The existence of a special animal or tree depends upon that environment. Similarly, this world with different varieties of living entities and different mentalities depends upon the three modes of nature. So according to the effect of three modes of nature, we have different body and different mentalities. Therefore, this world is maintained by three modes of nature. It's like that. And Prabhupada says the twigs of this tree is considered sense object, five sense objects. And the tips of branches are considered different senses, five senses. And there are subsidiary trees also. In the banyan tree, if we see, there are main root is there, but there are subsidiary, not trees, subsidiary roots are there. The roots coming from the different branches. And the banyan tree, generally the banyan trees, very old banyan trees are very big. And you can't understand exactly what is its beginning and end. And subsidiary roots are considered, Prabhupada says in the purport, it is represent for attachment and aversions. And exactly, the subsidiary trees supporting the whole banyan tree. Even if there was a big banyan tree, but if there is no subsidiary roots, the banyan tree can't exist. It will fall down. The subsidiary tree helps support that tree to exist. Similarly, in this world, the attachment and aversion support the human beings and living entity to exist in this reflected world. Therefore, the subsidiary roots are very powerful, strong, and there are many subsidiary roots also there. Therefore, it is very difficult to cut a general tree, bamboo tree or some jamun tree or aam tree, easy. But to cut a banyan tree, it's very difficult. Nowadays, there are machines. Okay. And nowadays, there are also Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Okay. It's like also modern machine to destroy the attachment to this material world. The subsidiary roots are there to support the existence of the tree. Similarly, the attachments and aversions are there to support us to exist in this material creations. It's like that. And Lord Krishna compared this tree with compared this world with a tree. I thought ki Bhagavan ne ye pashu pakhi ke saath kyun compare nahi ki? Tree ke saath compare kyun ki? So it may be according to my understanding that you have many animals are there, and the big animal is elephant in this world, and we can't fight with that animal. You can't all kill by our power, by our physical power. Chup ke maar sakte hain, alag baat hai. But by physical power, we can't kill an elephant. That elephant will kill us. Therefore, and if you try to kill the elephant, mein, wo bhaag bhi sakta hai. Okay, na? Isliye bhi maar nahi sakte. But the tree, when he mentions the tree, that means it is achar. There is no movement. And tree can't kill you by any means. So there is possibility to cut down a tree. And you can cut down the tree. You have the power. Excuse nahi de sakte aap. Main ped ko kaat nahi payega. You can't say like that. Similarly, you can't say that you can't destroy our attachment. You can't destroy our aversion. We have the possibility. This human form is made to cut down the attachment, to cut down the aversions. So there is, it is big tree, it is endless, but there is possibility to cut down the attachment of this material existence in the human tree. It's like that. Therefore, this tree indicates the material creation and at the same time attachment to this material world or entanglement to the material world. Karmanu bandhini manushya loke. Therefore, we are bound in this world by our own attachment, by our own aversion. In verse number 3 and 4, Lord says, how to cut down the attachment. Na rupam asyaya tatha upalabhyate, na anta na chadi na cha sampratishtah, asvasthamenam sivirudhamyulam, drudhena asanga sastrena drudhena chitva. Tata padam tat parimarjitabhyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yata pravrutihi prashuta purani. The Lord says in this verse very nicely that one can't see the original world. Na rupam asyaya tata upalabhyate. Upalabdhi means perceive. You can't perceive the spiritual world in this reflected world. And this reflected was na anta, na chad. There is no end and no beginning. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand this world. Don't try to understand this world, but try to get out from this world. This is intelligence. So this world is compared to a jail, as we know. And thus, inside the jail, there are criminals. And we are also criminals because criminals are punished. They are under punishment and pain. Similarly, in this world, everyone is in pain, physically, mentally, socially, and internationally also. Previously, there are pains are local pains. But now the pains are international pains. अभी पेट्रोल नहीं आया तो इंटरनेशनल पेन है. ओके, इट्स लाइक दैट. एंड प्रभुपाद सेज देर वेर प्रीवियसली नेचुरली देर आर मेनी पेन्स बट नाउ डेज द साइंटिस्ट बाय देयर ब्रेन इन्वेंटेड मेनी सोर्स ऑफ पेन्स. इट्स लाइक दैट. बट द पॉइंट इज दैट कि दिस वर्ल्ड इज ए जेल एंड यू आर क्रिमिनल्स. इफ सम क्रिमिनल फेल्स टू some criminal forgets that he is a criminal, he is inside the jail, then what he will do? He will fight election inside the jail. Okay, he will try to become a minister, prime minister, and he will try to become an IAS officer, IPS officer. Inside the jail, the criminal will say, I am IPS, I am IAS, I am this, I am that. I am PM. I am the controller. The jail, they are inside the jail, but there is also competition. And the criminals, they say, we are exactly best criminals. It's like that. I am better than you. All are criminals. But when they forget, they will try to develop the jail. That is development of a मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. सबके साथ सबका विकास. इट्स लाइक दैट. तो वी नीड विकास. ओके, बट एट द सेम टाइम नीड ऑल्सो प्रकाश, वैदिक प्रकाश. वी नीड स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज. इफ क्रिमिनल फेल्स फॉरगेट्स दैट ही इज ए क्रिमिनल, द गोल इज नॉट टू डेवलप द जेल. But the goal is to get out from the jail. That is the exactly real application of intelligence. The intelligence is not given to human society for development of this world, but to get out from this world. And for that purpose, we can develop something. Then that is real use of intelligence. And when we forget, what happens? We try to fulfill our ego in this world. And everyone is attached to this world by their ego. Attachment means fulfillment of egoistic desire. Or you can say satisfaction of ego. Some are attached to dress, my dress. I have the best dress, best brand. Okay, now this is also attachment. And this is for what? To satisfy your ego. And कोई बोलेगा मेरे पास ड्रेस ही नहीं, मैं 60 रुपया वाला कपड़ा पहनता हूं मान लो. ओके, बट वो भी अपना 60 रुपया के लिए भी egoistic हो सकता है. तो the point I want to say, you may have everything in this world, or you may not have anything in this world. You may be proud for your opulence, and you may be proud for your renunciation also. The spirit is same. That is pride. And that is ignorance. Pride means ignorance. Therefore, in this world, most of the personalities are attached because of ego. Therefore, detachment means free from egoistic attitude, free from false ego. That is real detachment. Otherwise, it is very difficult to be detached. Therefore, detachment means egoless life. And attachment means egoistic life. And how to be free from this world? And what should you do? That is tameva prapadye. That means we have to surrender to Lord Krishna. When the word surrender is come, that means one must be free from ego. unless one is free from ego, that surrender is artificial. That surrender is drama. That surrender is not real. Therefore, tameva prapadya. We have to surrender to Lord Krishna. Why? Because he is the source of everything in this world. He is the origin of this world. And he has the ability to give you the understanding to be free from this world. You can be 100% detached if you surrender to Krishna. Because Krishna is 100% detached personality in the whole creation. He has created this whole world, as you hear this chapter, fifth canto. So complicated, so wonderful, so attractive, beautiful world. But he is detached from this world. That is Krishna's detachment. Supreme detachment. And we create one BSK and we are attached. We have one vehicle, we are attached. We have some power, position, intelligence, we are attached. Therefore, Krishna is supremely detached personality. When you worship a supremely detached personality, then that quality will be developed in our heart. Then we can be detached from this world. Therefore, Lord says in verse number 6, Nirmana moha jita sanga dosa adhyatma nitya vinirmukta kama dvandai vimuktaha sukha dukha samgai gacchanti amuraha padama bhayam tat. He says the process of surrender, Prabhupada writes in the first line, this is the process of surrender. Nirmana moho, nirmana, free from mana, free from pride. Because when you have pride, means you are attached. And if you say, I am detached, that is also pride. Okay, that means you are attached also. Therefore, nirmana moho. So you should be free from pride. And why this pride is there? Moho, illusion. Therefore, first overcome illusion, ajnana. And why this ajnana is there? Sangha dosa. Because of association of this material world and materialistic personalities or sense gratification. Therefore, what should you do? Adhyatma nitya. We should hear Vedic scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, from a spiritual personality. Adhyatma nityam. Not weekly, not monthly. But nityam means Prabhupada translates generally. 24 hour. Adhyatma nitya. If there is adhyatma nitya, what will happen? Vinirmukta kama. Then one will be free from desire. Free from material desire. If one is free from material desire, what will happen? Dvandair vimuktaha sukha dukkha sangai. He is free from this duality of this world. Sukha dukkha duality jo hai. Sukha dukkha ka. Jo experience hai. Or agitation hai. Or elation jo hai. Sukha dukkha. That personality will be free from this desire of material happiness. And because of that, there is stress. This world is a reflected world. And the reflection will exist. You can't cut down a reflection. You can't cut down a reflected tree. It is not possible by any technology. Okay. Because it is unreal. You may have a real axe in your hand and a machine for cutting a reflected tree. You may try, but it is not possible. If you want to destroy the reflection, then there is only one way. Pani ko hi sukha do. Pani jo dikh raha ho, pani ko hi sukha denge, to pata chala rahe, yahan pe hai hi nahi kuch to. Main sirf dhoond raha tha. Similarly, that pani is desire for material enjoyment, kaam. As long as there is material desire for material enjoyment, this world will appear as real. But this, when desires are destroyed, desires are mitigated, controlled, then one can understand One cannot understand, confirmed, that there is no happiness in this world. This is just a reflection. Dvandai vimuktaha sukadukha sangai. Then what will happen? Gacchanti amudaha padamabhayam. Then he will enter into the original world. Original banyantri, spiritual world. Gacchanti amudaha. Amudaha means those who are in knowledge, those who are not bewildered by material desire and material existence. Padam abhayam, that pad, that position is abhaya. In sansar mein jitna bhi pad hai, wo pad nahi hai, wo vipad hai. Hum usko pad mante hain. Generally, bade bade post jo rehta hai na, jaise ki prime minister ho, IAS ho, IPS officer hai, vishesh pad hai wo. To vishesh vipad ko aap dekhenge, sandhi vichhed karenge na, vipad. Vishesh pad means vipad. Therefore, great personalities, big personalities need protection. Because their pad in vipad. Therefore, they need protection. Therefore, padam abhayam tad. We have to go, we have to attain that pad, which is free from vipad. And what is that pad? Lord says in verse number 7. Natad bhasayate surya nasasankana pavakah yadgatva na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. The verse number 6. So what is that abhayam pad? What is the original banyantri? Natat bhasyate surya. That place is not illuminated by sun, moon or electricity. Yadgatva na nivartante. After attaining that place, no one returns to this reflected world. Pani sugya aayega kyun udhar? Okay, originality hai udhar. रिफ्लेक्टर दिख रहा है तो इसलिए हम आ रहे थे ना. अभी पानी ही नहीं उधर, रिफ्लेक्शन दिखेगा ही नहीं, तो रिटर्न होने का चांस ही नहीं है. मैंगो ऊपर ही खाएंगे हम लोग. इट्स लाइक दैट. तद धाम परमम मम. एंड दैट धाम, दैट प्लेस, वहां क्या कहते हैं, परमम मम. दिस इज माई प्लेस, माई रेसिडेंस. तो वी हैव टू गो देयर. तो भगवान यहां पर कहते, न तद भाष्यते सूर्य. सूर्य से प्रकाशित नहीं होता है, चंद्र से प्रकाशित नहीं होता है, इलेक्ट्रिसिटी से प्रकाशित नहीं होता है, तो क्या अंधेरा है क्या उधर? इट्स लाइक दैट. जनरल लोग सोचेंगे इसे. मान लो 50 साल पहले अमेरिका से कोई आएगा भारत में और कहेगा कि हमारा वहां पे दिया नहीं है, घी लैंप नहीं है, किरोसिन वाला लैंप नहीं है, तो भारत वाले जनरली सोचेंगे कि ये लोग लगता है अंधेरे में रहते हैं. इट्स लाइक दैट. बट देयर इज अ डिफरेंट वे ऑफ इल्यूमिनेशन. That is electricity. So unless until we have the knowledge of electricity, if someone explains about electricity, you can't understand it. Therefore, Lord says here, because we have the experience that this world is illuminated by sun, moon and electricity. Therefore, when Lord will say that that place is illuminated by my effulgence, then amara kuch experience nahi, kuch to effulgence hai hi nahi there. Therefore, Lord exactly negatively explains it. Natad bhasayate surya nasasankana pavaka yadgatva na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. And there are different descriptions in Vedic scriptures. Yasya prabha parbhavati jagadanda koti. That prabha, that effulgence of Lord Krishna exactly illuminate the sun. So that means the spiritual world is automatically illuminated and it is abhayam. And the whole description of fifth canto about this material world is there to understand the greatness of God. And by understanding the greatness of God, we should be very grateful to God and try to worship Krishna and enter into the spiritual world for eternal worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. हरे राम 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 हरे. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की. थैंक यू वेरी मच.